Om Shanti. Welcome back. How many of you have joined today for the first time? Just for your information, we have started yesterday an experimentation called eight step meditation yoga experimentation. It's the same yoga, it's not any other type of yoga. We are going to practice same soul consciousness, God consciousness, but just a little bit more systematic, so that we are able to approach the subject properly and get into the experience, dive into the experience, so that we are able to progress in the practice of yoga. So the eight steps that we discussed yesterday is, first of all, preparation, creating an environment. Because for any kind of experience, you need to have the right environment, external and also internal. Becoming more introvert, detaching ourselves from the roles and responsibilities, and just be in the now, in the present. And then the second step is choosing the topic, choosing the thought that I want to go into experience. It could be a very simple thought like, I am an immortal soul, I am a bodiless soul. And then the third step is to create thoughts, to focus on that thought, which we call it as concentration, so that it's only like each experiment is done for 5 minutes, not too long, like half an hour, 45 minutes. So sometimes when the duration is longer, our concentration drifts away. So this experimentation is to just to allow us to give ourselves an opportunity to have variety of experience in a short time, by being alert and by being active, participating actively. No, so the third stage is concentration, that leads us into the fourth stage, experience. So we were sharing that it is important that we use our mind and intellect actively. Mind is like a projector screen on which we have to visualize images according to our thought. And then the intellect is used to understand the image. So when I'm focused on these two aspects, I can easily create an experience. So the fourth step is to experience. And the fifth step is observation. Means my feelings, my vibrations, my feelings, and the detail, observing in depth every corner of that image that I have created according to my thoughts. So observation, observing the detail, depth, and the feelings. And then the sixth step is to surrender. Like you envelop yourself in that feelings, you embody that feelings, you drown yourself into that, you dive into that feelings and vibrations and just be. And then the seventh step is feeling the newness, discovering something that I had never ever thought it exists. So it's a kind of newness that I discover. And then the last step is actually to record, you know, what was the outcome of that experimentation for my own purpose. So yesterday we did two experiments, one on just being an immortal soul, and second experimentation we did on being a bodiless soul. You know, one is to think and then the other is to be. So the gap between thinking and being is filled with these steps, so that there is no opportunity for the mind and intellect to escape, to wander away, you know, somewhere else. So we are taking it in the right direction. So today I thought we will experiment taking the subject of subtle regions. So I don't want you to write anything, leave your books aside, because afterwards when I ask you to record, then you take your book. Now you sit alert with your eyes open, and as I said yesterday, you know, you remember you are here to discover something. You are doing experiment, so you are a scientist, a spiritual scientist. To keep that self-respect, your title, your designation. And so begin the experiment by first of all preparing the atmosphere, just being in the now, right here and now, turning the mind inwards and allowing all other thought to slip away. Just be in the now and feel the present moment, and every breath I am breathing in, I go deeper into myself, creating an atmosphere of solitude and silence. So let us do that first, creating an atmosphere of solitude, entering into my room of introversion and just being in the present, in the moment, still, quiet, silent. So I choose the thought, subtle region. I, the being of light, I fly to the region of white light. I see through the mind's eye a vast, unlimited region of subtle region, as if thousands of moonlight put together. I see myself in the aura of light. I am double light, light and light all around. I am totally transparent. I can see through my body of light. I am feeling light. I am in the region of silvery moonlit light. In this region, I am beyond gravity. Beyond the pull of this physical world. It is as if I am floating through my body of light. I see a point of light at a distance in this region of white light. I, the double light angel, come closer. Closer to that light, I see the angelic form of Brahma Baba. I, the double light angel, in this subtle region, beyond sound, celebrate meeting through my eyes with the subtle form of Brahma Baba. I am totally lost in Baba's drishti. Baba opens his arms and I am in Baba's arms, receiving this loving drishti. Baba, how nice. How wonderful it is to be with you in the subtle region, experiencing your company. Baba showers me with the love of the mother, the father, in this region of white light, in my body of light, beyond five elements. I'm enjoying this experience of being with Bhagdada in the subtle regions. There are many bodies of lights, angels around. In this region of white light, there is no sound. Only silence, language of signals. Angels move through their wings of light. I stay with Baba in his arms, merged in his drishti. Baba, let us tour around the world. Together with Baba, I the angel, spread the rays of light, filled with might. Like a lighthouse, these vibrations of light reaches out into the world. I'm enjoying the feelings of being a double light angel in Bhagdada's company. Moving through the subtle regions through the wings of light. Spreading light, through the third eye, observe every detail of this region of light and enjoy the feelings, the vibrations, which is beyond time beyond elements, just beyond. Beyond gravity, I feel so free, light. This white light I am seeing is so vast. I am totally enveloped in the experience of being awake in the company of awake Bab Dada. No sounds, no action, just subtle silvery light enveloping the soul in silence. Now slowly, I, the being of light, I let go of that body of light with one thought. I slowly, gradually enter the world of cosmos, the world of five elements. I slowly enter the body of five elements and I see myself as a point of light in the orb of elements of matter, a world of sound, world of humans. Now you can take your notebook, white light, Anna, and recall these few minutes of your journey to the region of white light from this world of matter. And as I said, write down your observations, then your feelings and vibrations, and the newness. What is that you discovered in this experimentation that you had never felt, you had never touched, you have never experienced before? That newness, record it for your future experimentation. Take a few minutes, make a note. This is how we have to allow ourselves to progress. What was your feelings, vibrations, and what is that newness you discovered in your journey today to the subtle regions? Because very often people ask, how does subtle region look like? So once we had asked Dadi Gulzar also, what is her experience of being in the subtle region? So she had described very beautifully. It is a region which is like a silvery light, a thousand moonlight put together. That is how she described. Now if there is one moonlight, full moon, so the light is so silvery. So you can imagine thousands of such moonlights. So how bright, quiet, white, might, and bright. That is how she expressed. It's quiet, it's bright, it's white, it's light, and it's might. It's beyond gravity. So first of all, I want to ask, did you all travel to the subtle region through your power of thought? How many of you did? Yes? Could you stay there for that 5 to 6, 7 minutes? Or the foot of your intellect dropped down? Could you hold on to that for that much time? Means this is the practice we must have. That is when I know that I have conquered my mind. I have controlling power. You know, when I created a thought and I project a thought and I visualize that on the screen of my mind, I should be able to hold it as long as I want, so that I can look into the detail of it. You know, like suppose if I project an elephant in front of you now, and I will ask you to write the detail of the elephant, what are the things are you going to write? Yeah? The size of the elephant, the ears of the elephant, the eyes of the elephant, the color of the elephant, the, you know, everything. Every detail. So, in order to look into the detail, you have to hold that image for that time. And that becomes a part of you. So, the same thing is here. You know, I visualize, I see myself in that subtle region, I stay there. Because many times we ask, how far is the subtle region? How far? You said you all went just now. How far? How far? Very far? Beyond the moon, the sun. Very far? How far? We say one thought away. One thought away. It is not here, but one thought away. How? How do you say it is one thought away? In what way? Changing the consciousness. You know? Changing the dress. All that I do is dress change. When you change your dress, your address change. When you change your consciousness, you move into a different level of consciousness, frequency. Just like, you know, you get into the lift, first floor, then you press second floor, you go to the second floor. So corporeal world is ground floor. Yeah? Where the sun, the moon, the stars, everything is present. Ground floor. Now we went to the first floor. All that we did was press the button. Here the button is the consciousness. Change the consciousness. Light. So, you see the white region, white light. So it is just one thought. How far is Bab Dada? How long does it take to be with Bab Dada? We say Bab Dada is one thought away. Yeah? One thought away. So when I change my dress change. So I am in the region where Bab Dada lives. So it is not far away. But then after changing the address, I have to hold on to it as long as I want. So when you change your dress, the foot of your intellect is lifted above the ground. That's what I was talking about, being beyond gravity. Change of dress is changing, you know, lifting the feet of my intellect from the gross to the subtle. So from white dress, you have light dress. Instead of being in the orb of five elements, the same me I see in the orb of light. So, silent world. Language of eyes. Language of thoughts. Just silence. So because we must make more practice to visit the subtle region, because now we have to go via subtle region to the soul world. You know, when we came straight from Parandam to the corporeal world. when we came to golden age, no subtle region that time. We came directly. But now we have to go via. So that is why more silence practice, more introvert practice will help me to lift my consciousness with one thought. Yeah? So keep practicing today. You know, with one thought I change my dress from white dress to light dress. And I see myself in the region of white light. But then when you are there, you watch every detail. You know, you watch every detail of the subtle region. Every detail of Baba. What is emitted from Baba's eyes, Baba's forehead, Baba's, you know, Baba's whole personality. So you are lost in that. You become an angel yourself. And then the more I begin to come and go, then I will not have any kind of, you know, attraction, attachment, battling, because I begin to know that I am the resident of the subtle region. I come from there here to do my work and I go back. Yeah? Is it clear? Is it easy to go to subtle region to Baba in a second and be with him as long as you want? That's why Baba says when Bhaktada comes in Dadi Gulzar, there is limitation. Not everybody can go and sit next to him. Not everybody can go on the stage and meet him. Because he is also limited in the body. But when we go to the subtle region, no limitation. No time limitation. No limitation. I can go and sit as close as I want. You know, because it is unlimited. And Baba is only for me. So I can enjoy Baba's company as long as I want. No time restriction. Nobody will say, you get up, your turn over. You know? You don't have to be worried about seat conscious. You can be only soul conscious. So take that benefit. Because more and more we must get used to this experience so you can feel Baba's company all the time. Is it clear? So then another experience we must always be aware is to be in the subtle region. See, when I am in the soul world, when I am in the soul world, I will not know I am there. Yeah? Only now, because we are in the body, we can experience being in the subtle region. So, I should be experiencing being in the subtle region for a long period of time now. So, when we return home, we won't stay there longer. So, what is subtle region? What is soul world? In corporeal world, where we experience liberation. How many of you have been to the soul world? Can you raise your hand? How many of you have seen yourself in the soul world? Raise your hand. Not with confidence, huh? So, how do you know that is my home? It's not because we are told, it is not because we see in the picture, but we must have our own first-hand experience. So I have to make this journey very often, you know, to my home, to be with Baba. That's why Baba says, even if Baba comes in the body of Brahma Baba, you must remember me in my home. Yeah? Many times in Sakar Murlis, Baba says that. You remember me in my home. Because many souls sometimes get confused, you know, whether I should remember Baba in the Dadi Gulzar body, whether I should remember Baba in Brahma Baba's body, whether I should remember Baba in Madhuban, where I should remember. Huh? But very clear, as a point of light, I remember Baba in my home, soul world. So let us experiment next to be in the soul world with Shiv Baba. As a point of light, with Shiv Baba, point of light. So again, I would like to ask you to put your books away. Don't try to feel more than writing. Afterwards, you can sit down and write down. But now, try to feel it. You know, once you have tasted something, it will pull you again and again towards that experience. Yeah? So, the theme for the next experimentation is soul world. Just simple as that. So, it is like, you know, different destination. You know, when you buy aeroplane ticket, you buy ticket to Bombay, you buy ticket to Delhi. So it's a different destination. So just now we had our destination soul world. And that is where you arrived. So now we book our ticket to soul world, where we all belong to. So, just that thought in your mind. So again, start preparing. You know, the first step is always necessary. You know, preparation in a quiet, introvert, inner silence, being in the now, creating, slowing down the thoughts. It's like a sign of beginning my journey. As I sit here in silence, I allow all other thoughts to slip away. I turn my mind within. I become aware of myself. As a tiny point of light energy, in the center of my forehead, with one thought, I lift my consciousness beyond this body and I begin to travel beyond this room, beyond the five elements of matter, beyond the subtle regions, into the dimension of golden red light. I, the being of light, I am in my home, the soul world, the golden red light region of silence. Through the third eye, I can see the region of golden red light spread out vast. I, the being of light, I am in my home, absorbing sweet silence. I am like a seed, full and complete. There are many points of lights like me in this region of golden red light. There is one special light pulls me like the magnet. I come closer and closer to that light. I touch the light of God. Light upon light in silence. I am in union with Baba, the Almighty. Rays of light filled with might reaches out to the soul. I am enjoying this union, the supreme union with the supreme soul. I have returned to my eternal home, and seeing me with my eternal Father, who sustains me with His love, light, and power. I, the being of light, I am lost in the ocean of light. Baba and myself are totally merged. I have become equal to the Father. In this soul world, I am enjoying being with my eternal Father, from whom I was separated for a long time. Baba fills me with the love of the Mother, the Father, which I have been aspiring for so long. I stay in this soul world with my eternal parents, experiencing peace, love, light, which are my eternal qualities. Through your third eye, observe each detail of the soul worlds. Fill yourself, surrender yourself to this experience. Light upon light in silence. I am totally liberated. I am light. I absorb light from the Supreme Light. I emit light. I am light. I absorb light from the Supreme Light. I emit light. Sweet silence. Sweet silence. Total liberation, freedom. Master seed. Master Almighty Authority. Master Ocean of Love. Equal to God. United. Merged. in God's light. Sweet silence. Just the light. Point. Pure consciousness. Surrender yourself, drown yourself into this experience. Of being your eternal self. Beautiful feeling of just light, just the seed, just full and complete soul. Like Baba in my home, my sweet silence home. Surrounded by the golden red light of this sweet silence home, I, the being of light, I am totally lost in Baba, in my home. I feel I am totally empowered, energized, returning to my eternal home, being with my eternal Father, filled with all His qualities. From a distance, I prepare myself to return I slowly with one thought I return to this world of cosmos. I return to this room. I return to my body and I see myself in the center of my forehead, shining, sparkling, radiating God's qualities. Now you can take your notebook slowly, you can make a note of the detail of your visit to your home. What did you see? What did you feel? What did you smell? What did you really taste? The feeling, what newness you discovered this time in this journey. Because every time we will be able to see something special which we may have missed out last time. So make a note for yourself, a record. Recording is always good. Observation, experience, newness. Take your notebook in your own language. For your own self, you don't have to show anybody. But next time, it becomes easier for you to make the journey. Was the journey going difficult or easy? How many of you are able to stay in the soul world for this duration of time? Not fall asleep, but alert and aware and awake all the time for the duration we were. Can you raise your hand? Very few. Where were others? Wandering around? I have to really see what is the reason where my mind and intellect gets pulled. You know, if I have fixed the destination for the mind that you have to go here, and I am the master to take my mind. Mind is not the master. I am the master of my mind and intellect. I want to take, and I have to hold the brake, hand brake. So it can stay there to experience the feelings. If I slip away, then I wouldn't have the opportunity. So if I am not able to do that, I must really question myself. You know, where is my intellect got stuck? Where my mind got stuck? And what, why? You know, usually for the mind and intellect to go, there are only two ways. either it goes to relationships because of some attachment, or it goes to some desires which I have not fulfilled. So you can catch your mind and intellect what is missing that you have not taken from Baba. So I must really question my mind and intellect. Why did you go there? What you got from that relationship that you did not get from Baba? Why did my intellect go out of desire for some attainment? Has not Baba given that for me? So I have to talk to myself. I have to straighten my mind and intellect. You know, and make sure that I take that experience from Baba. Baba is all the time giving, actually. But because we are dependent on the human beings, we are not able to take it. So we have to really make ourselves understand. Human beings are temporary. Today they are there, tomorrow they are not there. And it is all based on limitation. So we have had enough of those experiences. So now I don't want to depend on that. So I have to lift my consciousness, bringing that attitude of disinterest, you know, a kind of dislikingness, you can say, out of my own experience. I am not looking for limited experiences. I want permanent. So you go towards the source which gives you the permanent attainments. Only then I am able to hold on to that. Because, you know, we are not going to be staying in the soul world longer. But if I have not had the experience in this confluence age, being in the soul world longer, then maybe I may have to stay there and come later to the golden age. Those who come to golden age later, they stay longer in the soul world. So we don't want that, right? We want to come in the beginning of the golden age. We want to receive full inheritance from Baba. So that means now I have to experience that inheritance of mukti and jivan mukti. Liberation and liberation in life. So this time when you are in Madhuban, you master this experience. You know, moving through the three worlds are like moving in three rooms of your same house. 1 second corporeal, 1 second subtle, 1 second incorporeal. Practice this drill very often. You know, dress changing. White dress, light dress, bodiless. Again, white dress, light dress, bodiless. So the more quickly you change your dress, so when the final bell will ring, you can go with Baba immediately. Otherwise your dress will be stuck somewhere and you tell Baba, Baba, I'm coming, wait. Baba cannot wait. So I have to put this body dress very loose so I can let go of it very easily. So that is why every morning when we wake up, we must wake up with this thought that I am coming from the soul world, I am taking an incarnation, entering into this body. So I just enter into the body to perform action. As soon as action over, I go back to the subtle region. As soon as I go back to the subtle region, I go back to the soul world. So keep moving in three worlds. So then it will become easy to go with Baba when Baba goes back to soul world. Yeah? So this is just a little practice, but you have to do it on your own. You know, 5 minutes, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. When you are having your own personal time, experiment. whether I am able to detach myself from the body, then I know how much attachment I have with my own body, or bodily relations, or even, you know, physical place where I live, or physical companions with whom I live. Until I practice the detachment, I would not know. So nothing and no one should pull me. You know, I should be able to hold. Then you know you are the master of your mind. Then you become the conqueror of the world. Yeah? Any questions, anybody? Is it clear how to make this journey to the subtle region? Is there a difference, subtle region, soul world? Yeah? Corporeal world, subtle region, incorporeal world. They are not far away. If you begin to practice, it is just round the corner. It's just like living in three-story building, ground floor, first floor, second floor. So the switch should be in my hand, the consciousness. Then I can go where I want, when I want, as long as I want. Then you know to what extent you have become the master of your mind. No, you can also, you don't need to also, both is possible. Either you can go from the corporeal to the subtle to the incorporeal, or sometimes I go from corporeal straight to the soul world also, possible. Now, in our practice, but practically when we go back to the soul world, we go via subtle region. I just, before we finish, I just wanted to share with you, because Dadi Janki is not with us nowadays. I know she is back in Shantivan, and she had given a class day before yesterday, but we couldn't hear it because we are here. So I just wanted to share Dadi's inspiration, the present inspiration for all of us in 5 minutes. So Dadi says here, knowledge frees a soul. So what work does yoga do? Knowledge makes the soul free. Yoga allows the soul to experience peace. Wherever you are sitting, the wonder of peace should also be present. The wonder of yoga is the wonder of this loving gathering. Yoga is magic. Our Baba tells us that there is no need to chant anything, but rather to have constant remembrance. Baba uses the word Manmanabhav. This word is full of wonder. On the path of bhakti, I used to think that when sitting in front of idols, my mind should be absorbed in God's love and remembrance, but no one could teach how to absorb the self in God's love. It is only Baba himself who would reveal this to us. Now our mind can be totally connected with the Father. So I feel like singing. I can share knowledge that has been given by God himself whilst being absorbed in love, whilst being absorbed in that knowledge myself. Doing this makes the soul smile internally. Baba has told us to sit in the swing of knowledge and swing ourselves. In the corporeal form, Shri Baba first explained everything to Brahma Baba. Charity begins at home. Baba loved us and spoke with love, so it touched our heart. It is only at this time Baba becomes the father, teacher, Sadguru. We have to become clever in taking benefit from all three. My father is also my friend and my beloved. He is my husband as well as my father. It is Baba's wonder that he makes us so worthy and able to take benefit from all these relationships. at each moment pay attention to experiencing one or another relationship with Baba. This is underlined. At each moment, pay attention to experiencing one or another relationship with Baba. Let the yoga of your intellect move upwards and listen to the Srimad. Baba tells us always to remain in zeal and enthusiasm and bring others into zeal and enthusiasm. Do not look at anyone's nature or sanskara. Never ask what to do, how to do. Don't waste your time and energy in laboring. Baba doesn't like to see the labor. He likes to see everything happening with with what? Love. Whatever task Baba is getting done through you, only love should be visible in that task. Forget all wasteful things. No one is my enemy. Do I have any enemies? My enemy is the past and anything negative. A person who gossips cannot sit in front of Baba. He or she may try to sit in front of Baba, but he won't feel he is sitting in front of God. So how can I feel I am in front of God? So pay attention to two aspects only. Who am I? And second, who is mine? Who am I? And who is mine? Now is the time to return home. We need to become pure and peaceful before returning journey. The body will be left behind here. In every birth, the soul enters the body in order to die, but this birth is to die to the body whilst alive. Now we belong to Baba. This is a special life and it is invaluable. God is making his children equal to himself. We never had the thought to become equal to God, but it can only happen in this birth. So there should be no difference between me and him. Baba also said that we have to become carefree emperors. Be free from worry and have only God in your thoughts. Let there be nothing else in your intellect. Who am I? Whom do I belong to? Have this practice and others will follow. Maintain enthusiasm and keep away from fluctuations. Become free from all forms of fluctuations. See what kind of a Brahmin you are. I am of the Brahmin clan. Let there be no difference between the mouth of Brahma and our mouth. When people see us, it should be clear who we belong to. We are his children, the mouth-born progeny. Brahma doesn't have just one child. There are 100,000s. What is lacking in God's home? Nothing. To create a Baba's home is to accumulate great charity. So what is left to do now? Just to sing the praise of the Father and eat two chapatis. This is our beautiful, clean and simple life. Do service and you will receive the fruit in the future. Baba has taught us what and how to eat. We sit peacefully and take Brahma Bhojan. Whatever has happened is good. Whatever is to happen will be very good. The Kumbh Mela is now taking place. So many saints and sages are there. They are making so much effort to meet God. They are taking a dip in the Ganges and yet they do not know the Father Purifier. They imbibe purity but they don't have the power of yoga. It is through the power of yoga that we transform the world. Before knowledge, I also went to Haridwar and attended Kumbh Mela and also took a dip. I worshipped Ganga and would chant Sita Ram, Raja Ram. Now we know it is all blind faith. Baba has given us knowledge and made everything clear. However, Baba doesn't just want us to sing his praise but also imbibe his virtues. For this, there are many teachings in Baba's Murli. Sweet, speak sweetly, never loudly. As a deity, we won't need to make effort to be virtuous. According to how much we imbibe now, we claim a future status. Om Shanti has become well known. If I am greeting people with Om Shanti, then how should my face be when I am saying it? See your face in the mirror. Practice Om Shanti even for a minute. I am peace. Then you will see how there is a smile on the face. It is time for me to go home with my Baba. So these were some inspirations from Dadi. So as we did not have the chance to go to listen to the class, so I thought at least we get some inspiration. So try to practice, you know, make your own assignment, like 5 minutes exercise, not too long, 5 minutes, 10 minutes here and there, and try to go deep into that thought, one thought. You don't have to have many thoughts to get into the experience of meditation, but few quality thoughts, but embody those thoughts so that it becomes an experience. So until we have the authority of experience, you know, we cannot make other souls experience souls. So this is why experience is given a great importance. And this is the land, Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, you know, we have lot of time for ourselves. Not just sit in yoga, but with an aim, short interval, so that you are able to enjoy that variety of experiences. So I'm sure you will create your own timetable to make use of the time you are here in a worthwhile way. So when you return, you feel rich, abundant, you know, prosperous. Okay? Om Shanti.